This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So we're back again with the Sue Freeze Show, and I am very, very, very excited today. Our guest today is simply known by his first name, Boaz. And I've had Boaz on my show before, and it's been one of the favorites from people that have contacted me. They've just really loved him, as I have loved him, because I've known Boaz for quite a long time, and we'll probably figure out how long that is, because I don't really know. But getting to know Boaz, let me just give you a little background. He's originally from Israel. Boaz immigrated to the U.S. with his parents when he was 9. He's been a newscaster, a newspaper publisher, a television producer, a CEO, and now he's an internationally known speaker, author, and consultant. And some of the things that he talks about is powerful techniques that build profitable relationships. He was Speaker of the Year for the world's largest organization of CEOs, and I believe that. Appearing on Lifetime television show, I like Lifetime, The Balancing Act. I haven't seen that one, though, Boaz. Welcome.
Hi, Sue. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be on your program. I so enjoyed the last time I was on because you are such an incredible host, and I'm delighted to be back.
I'll pay you later. Anyway, so how long have we known each other, Boaz?
I would venture to say probably about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. And every time I connect with you, it feels like no time has passed. And I know people listening can understand that. And it's an amazing, amazing relationship when you can have people, they come and go, or, you know, everybody gets busy and whatnot. But you come back together and it's like no time has passed. And it's a wonderful thing. And what I would call that or refer to is connection, that we have an amazing connection. And sometimes connections aren't explainable. They just are.
Absolutely. And Sue, that is really the heart of success for all of us. If we think about it, I relate to my audiences that our ability to create great relationships is totally responsible for our entire future success. Wouldn't you agree, Sue?
I so agree. I can tell you that, when you own a business, as I do, that I'm a relationship-oriented person. And so sometimes, you know, decisions aren't just about the money. Sometimes it's service. Sometimes it's knowing that you can make a phone call and you can get what you need quickly, and that's worth something to you. So relationships, I have long-term relationships that I've been doing business with for 12 years, 10 years, and so on. And the reason they're there is because it's a great relationship. I know they have my back. I know they're concerned about me and vice versa. I have their back. I'm concerned about them. And that's what relationships are about. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. And yet, if you think about it, Sue, there are all kinds of courses in school, geometry, physics, calculus, all kinds of courses. But as far as I know, in ordinary schooling, there's not a single course on how to get along with people and create great relationships.
That's true. That's
not
true.
A single course.
I just thought of something. Don't lose your thought. But like if you join a committee or whatnot, you learn, it's not a course, but you learn something about, getting everybody on board and getting everybody to buy in. When you're in these special committees that you join in, like whether it's the yearbook committee or whatnot, that's when you learn about relationships.
But the average person doesn't end up doing much of that.
Yes, that's true.
It gets to me a little bit because I'm still a guest in this country, Sue, after all these years. I came when I was 9 years old with my parents in 1956, and my parents had no money and no English, and in a few years they had both. And I'm amazed. I'm amazed as to how much people buy in to the economy as if it's some kind of an external factor that's judging their future.
Right.
It is not the government or the weather or anything. It's us. You and I, we're the economy. And everybody listening to this call, if they would just make that one mindset change to realize that they are in charge of their own economy. I know, it's very important for us to be very patriotic and to be part of a big country, but we are the country.
That's
and
true.
People too often think it's outside of me. Well, if that hadn't happened and if this hadn't happened, if so-and-so was nice to me. No, it is the 6 inches between our ears that keeps people from being successful. And then some people are so narrow-minded, their ears touch. And so when we can get our mind going in the right direction, Sue, then it doesn't matter what the economy is doing.
Right. It's like, start with the man in the mirror. I say that frequently on my show. And also, when you point your finger at someone else, there's three pointing back at you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
On January 1 of this year, I took a look at my opportunities, and I noticed there were two classes in life that I could sign up for. One was called Recession 101, and the other was called Prosperity 101. I want you to know, Sue, I signed up twice for Prosperity 101. And that course has worked out really well because I decided I was going to have the most successful year of my career. And because I decided that's what I was going to get, I would then go out and do what it took to make it happen. Does that make sense?
It so does. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com, click on Listen Live, and hear us on the computer. If you're in the car, don't worry. You can still hear us, which is really wonderful. Also, you can go to, or you could share this with someone else that you think might need to hear what we're talking about right now. And you can go to SueFree, spelt like fries, .com, one word. And you can pull up podcasts. You can go to Helping Hands. You can do a lot of things on that website. So please feel free to go to the website and check it out. And I will have all of Boaz's contact information and whatnot, even where you can pull up the YouTube and see him on TV and all kinds of things, because Boaz is all over the place. And so be it. He should be, because Boaz I had him on the show quite a while ago, on affirmation. And it's just about, taking in the words or speaking words that are going to build you up, because we have enough people out there that tear us down. There's a lot of things that happen to us in our lives that can tear us down if we allow it. But Boaz is about, you are in charge of your destiny. You are in charge. No one else. You are. And so you need to figure out what recordings you're listening to in your brain. And if you need to make some changes on how you're self-talking and whatnot, you can do that, and it can make changes. I'm not saying that God isn't a part, because God is. He is number one. I'm just saying that we have a choice on what we're listening to, what we're doing with what we eat, what we listen to, what we say, who we surround ourselves with. And we have a choice on the direction in which we choose. We choose which direction we're going. That's all we're saying, huh, Boaz?
Exactly. And so, Sue, what I would like to do for our listeners is for them to get a pencil and paper and take some notes, because I want to share with them exactly how they can improve their attitude every day.
That sounds awesome.
Not what happens to us, it's how we react.
That's right.
Not what happens, it's how we react. Because all of us, including you and me, Sue, we've all had really tough moments in our lives. But the choice was, what do we do then? I've almost died 3 times in my life. I'm fine now, but, when I tell my audiences I'm glad to see them, frankly, I'm glad to see anybody. I'm alive, okay? So no offense. But anyway, the first time at the age of 20, I fell asleep at the wheel of a big car and went off a hill.
Oh, my goodness.
End over end the long way. I flew out and broke my pelvic bone, ruptured my spleen. They weren't sure I was going to live, and 6 weeks later, I was back in college, good as new. Attitude is everything. The second time, I almost died at the age of 29. I walked into a hospital emergency room in the Midwest and went into cardiac arrest with a heartbeat at 400 beats a minute.
At 29?
At 29.
Wow.
Didn't smoke, didn't drink, no drugs, no nothing, not overweight. They discovered a rare heart condition, which was cured in 1991 in open heart surgery the second day of operation, because the first day the anesthesiologist accidentally cut my carotid artery.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay. I just asked them to be a little more careful when they operated the second day.
Yes, for sure. You're
so
funny.
It's not what happens. It's not what happens. It's how we react. And when we react calmly and get our mind going in the right direction, amazing things can happen. So let's give people what I created, my daily success formula. This is called the Tiberias Success Formula, T-I-B-E-R-I-A-S. And it's named after the city on the shore of the Sea of Galilee where I used to live in Israel. I used to go swimming in the Sea of Galilee every day. I think I might have told you that, Sue.
Yes.
In fact, that's where I learned how to swim when I was 6 and my brother was 5. My dad threw us into the water, and as soon as we got out of the gunny sacks, we did fine.
So
I used
funny.
To have more brothers and sisters. Some were not as strong. But anyway, so if anybody wants to get a copy of my success formula, it's free on my website, boazpower.com. So if you're listening and you're near a computer, go to my website, find what it says, the Tiberias Success Formula. You can print it out. It's free. All right, here are the steps. And I guarantee, Sue, the people who have done this, oh, my gosh, they find life improves, their attitude improves almost immediately. And isn't that what we're all looking for?
Yes, absolutely.
Kind?
That's what we're looking for. Okay. Go forward.
So everybody, please write these down. 6 steps. Much of this takes less than 8 minutes a day, and I guarantee my work on this. If this doesn't improve your life, you can get your money back, okay? So let's work on this. All right, step number one is affirmations. Sue, you already alluded to it. We'll come back to this one in a moment. Positive affirmations, the first thing every morning and the last thing every night, because those are the two times your subconscious is most open to suggestion. And then step two, so step one was affirmations. Step two every morning is called the 31-day charge. Now, Sue, what does the average person do when they get up first thing in the morning? Don't they usually turn on radio or television news or read the paper?
Yep.
Well, I used to be a newscaster. They didn't tell us to find positive stories. They told us to look for murder and mayhem because that's what everybody watches and listens to. So I really want to get people started right the night before. So before you go to sleep, do not watch the late TV news. Don't, because that's full of murder and mayhem. You're setting yourself up for a night of violence. Have a nice night. So do something nicer. Wake up in the morning. Don't turn on radio or television news. Stop the paper for a while. If something major happens, someone will let you know. Instead, get something upbeat to listen to. Get a positive CD by a famous speaker, Robert Schuller, Zig Ziglar, Boaz Rauschwerger. Listen to something upbeat. Sue, have you ever seen the movie or the theater production of Mamma Mia?
I'm not sure. I think so. I think so. Oh, yeah. Mamma Mia is great.
Oh, the music from ABBA is so good. I cannot listen to that music and not feel better.
Right.
So get something upbeat like that and listen to it first thing in the morning right after you do your positive affirmations. So if affirmations, step two is listening to something upbeat first thing in the morning, turn off radio or television news, stop the paper for a while. Step number three is reading. Everybody please write down, reading builds character. Reading builds character. You see, Sue, when we listen to audio CDs like some of mine, those are for motivation because that's me talking to you. But when you're reading a book, Sue, that's you talking to you. Big difference. But not just any book. I've seen people who read positive books and they've read 30 or 40 of them and they are no more successful than the person who hadn't read a single one of them. I thought, what's the difference? Well, the person who read 30 or 40 books read them once only. Reading a book once does nothing. That can go in one ear and out the other. That can make you narrow-minded, in fact. It can make you so narrow-minded. One friend of mine, his ears touched. And so here's what I suggest, two specific books, How to Win Friends and Influence People and Think and Grow Rich. You know both of these, Sue. Aren't they foundational books?
Yes, they are. And if you were going to summarize those, can we stay there for a minute? Backing up their affirmation, there is a whole bunch of I ams on my website, SueFreeze.com. And if you read those daily, those are affirmations. And it's who God says you are, not who you say you are or somebody else. But your affirmations are who you are in God's eyes. The 31-day charge, that's something that Boaz has. And I have this and I have listened to it. It's wonderful. And reading builds character. Just a little side note on that one is our soul hears our voice more than someone else's. So if you're listening to an audio of whatever you're listening to, you're hearing somebody else's voice, but your soul wants to hear your voice. So how about reading scriptures out loud and letting your soul hear scriptures? That's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
I agree totally. I agree totally. And so in addition to scriptures each day, two specific books. So if the Bible is your number one book, fine. Then make these number two and three. They're foundational books written in 1935 and still totally applicable today. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Over 35 million copies sold. I got to think it wasn't just the author and family buying them. Somebody's been reading that.
Boaz, I had you as a speaker, and I actually purchased this book for all of my employees. And if you were going to summarize, not that this should take the place of everybody reading the book, okay, I know everybody wants to just, you know, get it today and get it now and get it your way. But to summarize this book, how would you summarize this book?
Okay, there are a number of basic concepts that are really good in the book. Smile, start in a friendly way, let the other person do a great deal of the talking, put yourself in their shoes, look at it from their perspective. But the real bottom line about how to win friends and influence people is how to be real nice. What? Yeah, it's how to be real nice. Why don't we just be real nice to each other?
Right.
Because if I'm nice to you the way I want to be treated by you, then you're likely to be nice back to me, Sue.
Normally, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
But most people miss this completely.
Right.
So how to win friends and influence people is about how to be real nice. And
right.
Think and Grow Rich is much more than about money. It's an attitude book. It's an attitude book. He said, write down what you want. Besides food, shelter, and clothing, what do you want? Write a plan to create how to get it, and then get started. That's it. That's right. The secret of Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
So
that's very good.
So I decided, what if I could get people to read one or two books over and over and over instead of reading 50 books one time, and I was onto something. So I decided if I was to become a speaker, that I was to read those two books more than anybody else in the world. So I read each one of those books once a month, every month, for 5 years.
Wow.
They are a part of me.
Yes.
But nobody has to read as much as I did. How about one page a day in each book? Just one page a day in each book. When you get through, read them over again. Okay, I'm feeling some resistance from your audience. How about just one page in one book? How about just one page in How to Win Friends and Influence People? Come on, make a deal with me. Work with me, people. Work with me.
Right.
Okay. So we have affirmations, the 31-day charge. Step three is readings. Number four, exercise and eating right. Don't be like a friend of mine. His idea of exercise was to fill the tub, pull the plug, and fight the current. That is just not exercise. But if you've not exercised at the turn of the century, I'm not going to suggest you join the gym and go down there 3 times a week and you never show up. How about a walk 15 minutes twice a week? Oh, boy, if anybody could do that, great. How about the anybody sitting in your chair? How about you, whoever's listening, start there 15 minutes twice a week. I've been to cardiac intensive care when I had open heart surgery. I've seen people, Sue, one day able to walk up a flight of stairs, perfectly normal, massive heart attack, half their heart is blown out. The next day, they can't even lift their foot up off the bed. And if listeners think I'm exaggerating, just try it.
Yeah.
Just try it. So I do not enjoy going to the gym 2 or 3 times a week for 30 minutes at 6 miles an hour at a 6-degree incline, and it took a while to build up to that. I don't enjoy doing it, but I do it because it lengthens my life. And knowing I'd be on this call, I felt guilty this morning. I'm Jewish. I know something about guilt. I did my treadmill 2 hours ago this morning, not because I wanted to, but because it was right and important to do. Okay?
Right.
So I don't like any better than anybody, but I do it because that's what I have to do.
And afterwards, you feel better, though, don't you?
Oh, totally. Always.
Yeah.
Always. And Sue, the way I get over that problem is the second I start thinking about needing to go to the gym, I go grab my tennis shoes. If I sit there for 10 minutes, I'll talk my way out of it.
That's good. So you just get yourself in motion. Get yourself in motion, and yeah, then you get there.
The moment I hear the word gym in my mind, I go grab my shoes. And
that's
by now,
good.
I'm already putting on my tennis shoes, and I've already got my gym shorts on, so I might as well just go on down.
Right.
And before you know it, it's done. But the average person will sit there for 30 minutes negotiating, and they could have already had it done. So number one is affirmations. Two, the 31-day charge. Three, readings. Number four is exercises. Number five, the fortune fund. The fortune fund.
What is that?
Okay, here it is. The majority of people in this universe, and I used to be one of them, Sue, have a bad relationship with money. How many people do we hear going around saying, I never have enough money. I can't make ends meet. Money is very tight right now. Don't we hear those kinds of thoughts?
Yeah, but you taught me that we're not supposed to be saying things like that.
Exactly.
That's right.
We hear it from a lot of people.
Right.
We hear it from a lot of people. And they're putting roadblocks in their own way. Because when my subconscious mind hears me saying, I can't make ends meet, it says, okay, we'll show you how bad it will be. How about saying, I choose not to buy it right now?
That's better. That's much better.
Big difference.
Right.
Where did we lose the idea that it's nice to save for something? What's wrong with that? It's nice to save for something, you know? So here's how I change people's relationship with money. I get people to carry a $100 bill. Why? Because it makes you feel prosperous. People look at their wallet or purses. They only see ones, fives, and tens. The mind says, that's all I'm worth. Credit cards and checks are monopoly to the mind. That's not real money.
Right.
And by the way, I suggest for most people a little plastic surgery. Cut out the credit cards.
Right.
You can't afford to buy in cash. Wait, what's wrong with that?
Nothing,
and
nothing.
So, yeah, so exactly. So I get people to carry a $100 bill, Sue, and people say, well, boys, I can't put together a $100 bill. Okay, what if we threaten to execute you tomorrow afternoon at this particular moment if you don't show up with a $100 bill? You'd probably show up with it. So if you can, you should, because your financial future life depends on it. Then I get people to put some 20s around the house, on the end table by the bed, on the counter in the bathroom, on the counter in the kitchen. If you have teenagers, tape it down real good. Everybody, please write down, whatever I focus on expands.
Right.
Whatever I focus on expands. And from what I see, and this year, Sue, I will do 128 seminars in the U.S. and Canada. I see a lot of people focusing on lack of. I can't get ahead. That is the most horrible roadblock anybody could put in their own mind.
Right.
So by putting a $100 bill in purse or wallet, 20s around the house, they get an envelope. Put a dollar in it every day. If you have more, put more. Cash, not change. And then when you have enough in the envelope, open a savings account. Go down to the bank, deposit once a week whatever's in the envelope, even if it's $5 or $6. At least they'll think if you're stealing it, you're doing a small amount. that envelope becomes your fortune fund. It's permanent fortune money. It's not to be taken out for mad money or vacations. Permanent fortune fund. That's step five. And then step number six is action on your next reward. This is directly, again, out of Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill said, identify something exciting that you want. So let me ask you, Sue, if I was to give you today $1,000, but here are the rules. You cannot give it away. You cannot invest it. You cannot pay off any debts. You have to do something fun for you, not for anybody else, just for you. What would you do with the money, Sue, just for fun?
I'd go on a trip.
Where to?
Somewhere where I could ride a horse in the water.
Okay. Give me the name of any location. You can change your mind 2 minutes from now, but I cannot give you the money unless you give me some location.
Okay, Jamaica.
Excellent. So, Sue, what I would suggest for you to do is I'm suggesting for all of our listeners is to go on the Internet, get a picture. I'm sure you could get on the Internet a picture of somebody riding a horse on the beach in Jamaica. Couldn't you? You probably, if you look
hard.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
Sure.
Okay. Then you get that picture. You print it out about the size of a business card. And then you type out some affirmations, like I'm going to give you in a moment. And you put those on the back of the card. And you take that and go to FedEx office and put the picture and the copy, the affirmations, back to back. Put them through the lamination machine and laminate that card. And then read your affirmations the first thing every morning, the last thing every night, and look at your picture of somebody riding a horse on the beach in Jamaica. And give you a few months, I guarantee you'll be on your way to Jamaica to going to ride horses on the beach.
Yes, and I believe all this because I've already utilized this, I've already done this, and it does work. And, you know,
majority of people don't.
I know, and it's sad, but maybe they just don't know. And, you know, I've said in some of my shows, I bring up certain circumstances, but what comes to mind is delayed gratification, right?
No.
Delayed gratification. For instance, having employees who need to get a loan, they don't have enough money to pay rent, but yet they walk in with a Starbucks cup of coffee.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking,
exactly.
Do you really need that Starbucks or could you do without that? Could we process, make our own coffee? And what would the cost difference be? These are slight changes. These are just little changes. But, you know, if we make these little tiny changes in our lives, the result is so huge. It's like, you know, I see people walking by pennies on the street. I don't walk by pennies. No. In fact, there's been a couple times I've gotten embarrassed because they glue pennies down sometimes. Do you know that? They glue them down on the ground. And I'm going to say something right now that I got totally embarrassed at an airport because there were people watching this penny and I walk by and I'm like, oh, it's heads. I'm going to pick it up. Not that it matters if it's heads or tails. That doesn't even matter because I'm not superstitious like that. But that penny would not come off the ground and everybody around me was cracking up. But you know what? I thought to myself, that's okay because I picked up. I can't even tell you how many pennies.
That's fine. Absolutely. The average person just walks by and misses life's opportunities.
That's right. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, after the break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli termite and pest control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call E. coli at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
So we're back from the break, and we are talking to Boaz, and I just get so wound up and so excited because he just does that. You know, anybody that comes in contact, whether it's through the radio or in person, Boaz just has this energy that you can't deny. And Boaz, I'm just so thankful that you said yes today to come on the show. And
absolutely, Sue. It's my honor.
If you just, listener, if you just tuned in, you've got to go on to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and listen to this show, this podcast. And he's been on my show. Boaz has been on the show before, and that one was titled Affirmations. And, you know, he's just one of the favorite guests that I have on the show because he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. And the reason that is because he's positive. And we have so many negative factors in our lives that, you know, we don't need any more negative. We need positive, and Boaz is so positive. And he does positive in a way that's going to help you. Our words can determine the outcome of where we're going in life. So we have to think about, for instance, someone says, oh, I'm starving. And I say to that person, no, you're not starving. There are starving people, but you're not one of them. And we can change that to say, no, I'm just really hungry. And that's okay.
Yeah. Which, again, I encourage people to go to my website. They can download the whole formula free. I've been teaching this for almost 30 years. And the people who follow this daily success formula get amazing results.
Yes.
So step one was affirmations. Number two, the 31-day charge, listening to something upbeat every morning. Three, reading a page in How to Win Friends and Think and Grow Rich, the two books I recommend over and over and over. And then exercise is number four. Number five, the fortune fund, putting some money in an envelope every day, $100 bill in the wallet or purse, and 20s around the house. And step six is the most important part of all of this, identifying your exciting next why, W-H-Y. If you think about it, Sue, the majority of people in this universe spend most of their time on the how. How do I make money, Sue? How do I earn a bigger living, Sue? How do I get people to cooperate with me? How do I find opportunities? That's all in the how category. But until we identify an exciting why for you, we're spinning our wheels. So let's say, Sue, that you report to me and my company, and we've been working for many months. I'm trying to inspire you to go out and make more sales and so forth and so forth. It just hasn't worked. I know you have the ability. But this morning, I finally turned the tables and found out what it is that you want, not what I want. Because as long as I tell you to go get more sales, that's what I want. But I found out that you want to go riding horses on the beach in Jamaica. That is your why. Everybody, please write down, when the why is exciting enough, the how doesn't matter.
That's true.
When the W-H-Y is exciting enough, the how doesn't matter, but the majority of people spend their time on the how. But you're saying, Boaz, I don't even have a job, and you want me to go riding horses in Jamaica? Well, maybe that's what you should be thinking about, because that might help you get a job. Because that might inspire you to think there could be more than food, shelter, and clothing. So this is a key, and Sue, because I like you, and I'm wanting to do everything I can for your audience, I'm going to read a line on my affirmations card that I read first thing every morning and the last thing every night. Here it comes, and if I were you and I was out there listening, I just might want to write this down, hint, hint. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. I said that in a seminar the other day, Sue, and a person sitting right close to me said, touch my shoulder now. I did. He called back. Hey, it's been a great week. And so everything I touch prospers and succeeds. And what does the average person say to themselves these days? Nothing seems to be working.
Right.
And they're right.
Right. You know,
whichever way we see anything, we're right.
So I've heard that, you know, if somebody wants to lose weight, to get a picture of the body that they want and put their face on it and put it on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So it's a reminder always of, you know, do I really want that? Right. A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. I always say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what we dream about, what we think about, our focus will be on. What our mind is on is where we head. So if we focus on the dream, even though we don't know how we're going to get there right now, the why has to be worth the game. It's like the pain has to be worth the gain. And if we have a dream and we really establish that dream, then somehow it just happens, you know? So what is the dream? Yeah. Everybody needs to have a dream. And some of my inspectors, I've asked them this because I went through this and I was like not getting the motivation. I wasn't incentivizing them enough. It wasn't enough. And so when I asked them, what is it you want? I did this as a sales seminar and I said, salesman, I said, what do you want? And one of the guys says, I want a house for my children. I want a house. I want a nice house that I can afford, that I can supply for my family. And I said, well, then let's work on that together. Let's help make that happen. But he had identified and made it a vision inside his mind that that's what he wanted. And that's very good. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
And what I would suggest then for our listeners, if that is one of their goals, go find the house you would buy today. If you were in a position to do it, which house would you buy today? Well, it would be that one in that block down over in that neighborhood. Fine. Go have a picture taken of you in front of the house. Go to that house, have somebody take a picture of you in front of that house. So now we're putting you in the dream, not looking at a catalog outside the dream. If it's a vehicle, I tell people, go test drive the vehicle you would buy today. If you have the cash to buy it, which one would you buy? Well, boy, it'd be that one over there. Great. Go sit down inside the car. I want to take a picture of you in the car, and that's what I want on the card, for you to see yourself in the dream. In the dream. And so let me give our listeners a couple of more affirmations that I have on the back of my card. And by the way, the picture on my card is an island off of Belize where I was flown to speak a few years ago. It's called Key Chapel, and it only has 40 guests at any one time. It's a 10-minute hop out of Belize City in a small plane that has its own landing strip. If you like to play golf, you can play day or night. There are only 40 guests. The food is exquisite. The peacefulness beyond. So my next reward is I'm going back to Key Chapel. So on the other side of the card, and I carry this card everywhere I go. It's always with me on the end table, wherever I'm traveling. So my goals are always clear every day. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. Can you see the power of that?
Yes, too? I can.
And some people might call this prayers. Yeah? Hello? Probably so. So what I have on the back of my card, and I will give credit where it's due, the next couple of lines, Sue, I got from one of Joel Osteen's books, which I thought, very powerful ideas, very powerful. So I want to give credit where it's due. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. Now, I'm a very spiritual person, much more than I am religious, but I do believe in God. So I use God in the next line. And let me tell you how the following two lines have worked beautifully to get me back from financial disaster, because 5 or 6 years ago, Sue, I would have impressed you and your entire audience with my real estate holdings all over the country. I was one of the ones they gave all those loans to. If you were breathing, they gave you a loan. If you weren't breathing, they gave you air, and then they gave you a loan.
Right.
We were wagering. You know, hold something for 2 years, let it go up and sell it. And, oh, my gosh, as long as renters were everywhere, it was fine. But when I couldn't replace a renter, the whole thing snowballed in the wrong direction, lost it all. But that's okay, because I read these lines, and now I'm back and coming back very strong. So remember, I told you a while ago, my opening line, everything I touch prospers and succeeds. My next line says, God, I'm asking for supernatural financial opportunities and great increases. I'm asking for supernatural financial opportunities and great increases. Aren't those powerful words, Sue?
Yes, yes.
So if I were listening, I'd be writing down every word, because these words changed my financial life completely. So let's review. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. God, I'm asking for supernatural financial opportunities and great increases. Here's the next line. I know you have great things in store for me and that you are my source and my power. I know that you have great things in store for me and that you are my source and my power. And the next couple of lines on the affirmation are personal, but they deal with a certain level of income plus personal relationships.
Perfect.
Sue, can you see how those words read first thing in the morning, last thing at night, could give someone true power if they just said them out loud without judgment?
Saying them out loud is key. A lot of people don't do that. You have to say them out loud. Boaz, it's funny because I make jokes about my best decisions or my best ideas come when I brush my teeth in the morning. And, you know, I'm fresh. I just wake up and I'm brushing my teeth and the light bulb goes on and it's, oh, and it's because I went to bed and I prayed and I'm thinking about the issue. You know, I've identified a problem, something that's not exactly the way I want it to go. And I go to bed and I'm not going to bed with a negative attitude. It's just something that I'm struggling with as far as thinking it through. And you know, like Scarlett in Gone with the Wind, it's like, I'll deal with this tomorrow. And so I go to sleep with the thought on my mind. And it's not clear. I've got all of this stuff in my head. And I wake up in the morning and it's really clear. And it's kind of what
Absolutely.
You're saying now is that, you know, I didn't clutter with news and negativity. I had an issue that needed to be dealt with. And I kind of let my sleep mode and my thought processes, because our brain's still working even though we're sleeping. And I wake up in the morning and it just seems so clear to me then.
Sue, you've hit a point that is gigantic. Here's the deal. Our brains do not stop operating when we go to sleep. And so we don't use that great potential power in the right direction. Because if we lay there at night, I know a lot of people, with the way they see the current economy, and by the way, Sue, I'm spreading on your program right here a rumor. The economy is improving. The economy is improving. So, Boaz, how do you know that? I don't know. I just have a feeling it's improving. Because, Sue, I'd rather be part of the right union than the wrong union. Everybody in this world is part of one of two unions. They're all card-carrying members. We know who they are. They're either part of the building crew or part of the wrecking crew.
That's right.
I'd rather spread the rumor that the economy is improving. I'd rather be convicted of being part of the building crew. So the economy is improving. So a lot of people have a problem going to sleep because they're worried. So I want to take it to one step further to what you said, because you were heading right in a beautiful direction. If any of our listeners go to sleep worried, let's say they're worried about a health issue, or let's say they're worried about not having a job. So here's how I suggest they can get their mind to slow down, fall asleep peacefully, and make their brain work at night, as you attested to. When people wake up, often we find whatever we worried about before we went to sleep doesn't seem quite as bad in the morning because our brain was working on it, right?
Right.
All right. So here's what I suggest for people to do, and the people who have done this are just getting tremendous results, both in peacefulness and being able to go to sleep and also coming up with great ideas. And by the way, Sue, if you and I cannot sleep peacefully at night, we're not going to be any good tomorrow morning.
That's right.
So when we lay down, let's say we're worried about a health issue, then say to yourself as you lay down in bed, one line over and over and over. How can I improve my health? You're asking God, if you're religious, ask the question, how can I improve my health? How can I improve my health? How can I improve my health? Keep asking that question in your mind until you fall asleep. But what you're doing is two things here, Sue. You're stopping the circle of worry, because you ever notice, you know, when we worry, our mind goes in circles. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this. What if this happens? What if, you know, the mind goes at 1,500 words a minute, so we're going in a very fast circle, and the body cannot relax. But when I ask myself the question, how can I improve my health? And if I find my mind wandering, I go back to the question. I am now focusing and asking God or the universe to give me an idea. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So if someone doesn't have a job, and I want to cover that in a little more detail. I want to give people some ideas on how to create a job rather than look for one. But let's say I don't have a job. I've been looking for weeks. Rather than keep thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to have enough money for rent? Am I going to have enough money for food? Am I going to have this? Am I going to have that? We're going in circles. We're going in circles. Let's stop that circle when we lay down in bed and say, God, how can I create a fabulous job? How can I create a fabulous job? Just keep saying that to yourself over and over and over in your mind, and say it a little more slowly, say it a little faster, but always stick with the same words. I guarantee you'll not only be able to fall asleep peacefully, but you just might wake up with a fabulous idea. Does that make sense, Sue?
It's happened to me, so I definitely know it does make sense. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Boaz right now, and if you haven't experienced the energy, you've just tuned in. So hang on to your hats and you know, turn that dial on and keep it on, because it's great stuff we're learning here. Great stuff. That's great English, isn't it? But it is. It's great stuff we're listening to.
As long as we can understand, who cares?
Right.
And Sue, I know there are people out there who are looking for jobs. So So if it's okay with you, I'd like to give them some ideas.
Yes, there are many people looking for jobs, and I'm looking for employees too right now. So anybody?
Oh, wait, Sue.
Anybody
you
that
shocked me?
Why?
I thought there were no jobs in America.
Oh no, there's plenty of jobs out
what
there.
A shock.
Yeah, I know.
This is a huge revelation to me.
I need manpower right now in five offices, five different counties. I need employees.
Hello. So, everybody, get a hold of Sue. I mean, great company.
Yeah, thank you.
Get with the program.
Yeah, we definitely need help.
You cannot find someone lovelier to work for than Sue.
Oh, thank you.
So, here's the deal. Most people have the wrong impression of how to go about this, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I've been known to be wrong. And if I am, then I'm in orthopedic shoes and I stand corrected. All right, here's the deal. Do not look for a job. How about deciding that you're going to create a great position? That's a whole different way of looking at it, isn't it, Sue?
Yes.
Rather than I must find a job, how about saying I will create a great position? I have never in my life found a job. I'm 65. I've never found a job. I've always created my own opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That was my attitude. So here are some ideas of how to create a great position. So let's say, Sue, that you are an accountant, okay? And you're looking for an accounting job. And you're sending out 10,000 resumes and you're getting no responses. Am I exaggerating?
No.
Okay. And you're depressed and you're not getting anywhere and things are getting tight with money. Let's do this a whole different way. Stop sending out those resumes. Just stop. What if you could identify 10 companies in the area that you would love to work for? So let's pretend you're an accountant. So would that be possible, Sue, for you to identify 10 great companies you would like to work for?
Yes.
Okay. Then what if I got you, Sue, to call the receptionist and ask the name of the CEO of each one of those companies? You could do that, couldn't you?
That's easy.
And then I would get you to write a one-page note, not typed out formally, written in your handwriting, do it clearly, a one-page note to each one of those 10 CEOs stating, with my background in accounting, doing this, this, and this, I think I could be a great employee for your company. Give me a call. Let's meet for coffee. What? Yes. A one-page note. To each one of those 10 CEOs stating, with my background in this and this and this and this form of accounting, I think I could be a great asset to your company. I'd like to set up a meeting for coffee. Give me a call. So when do you think those CEOs, the last time they ever got a note like that from anybody?
For 31 years, I never have. Until recently, I just received an email from a gentleman who is looking for part-time. I normally don't hire part-time, but based on the email that he sent, I was interested because of what he said.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, see, somebody did something like that. I'm wanting to take this to a higher level because people can get 100 emails a day. How many CEOs have ever gotten a note like this in the following way? So we're following your situation, Sue. You're the accountant. You want to get a job. You identify 10 companies and CEOs. You've written this note to each one of those CEOs. Now I'm going to suggest you send that note to each one of those 10 CEOs once a week, every week, same day, by FedEx, until they call. Once a week, every week, same day, by FedEx, until they call. Now tell me, Sue, haven't the folks at FedEx done a great job in selling us on the idea? If it comes in a FedEx overnight envelope, it must be important. Come on, they don't just put junk in that thing.
That's true.
I'm going to save you some money on this campaign. You can send it on a Wednesday for a third-day delivery. They will not look in the upper right-hand corner. When it shows up on Monday morning, they'll think it showed up overnight.
Wow.
So, Sue, if your secretary got a FedEx from me every Monday morning relentlessly, wouldn't somebody eventually open it up?
I would.
What is this? One of those FedEx stalkers? Who is this guy? And then about the fourth week, if you don't get some responses, start adding some little yellow post-it notes right on top of your original note. One says, I'm sure glad you finally opened this. Another one says, aren't you impressed with how I got your attention? Oh, no. Here, we don't like people to do things differently and be very creative. About the seventh week, Sue, if you don't get some responses, do what we call in baseball a change-up. Instead of sending the FedEx note, you sent a brand new baseball, little cardboard box by FedEx to all 10 of the CEOs, a handwritten note. I'm the one sending the Monday morning FedEx says, sooner or later, we will play ball, so give me a call.
Sounds good.
And if anybody thinks that is silly, you ought to talk to the CEO in Omaha, Nebraska, who was trying to get some new client companies. Right after the baseball, he got a call from the CEO of a billion-dollar company. Are you the one sending them those Monday morning FedExes? Yeah, that's me. Are you the one who sent me that baseball by FedEx this morning? Yeah, that's me. Get yourself over here. You are so silly. He got a contract with that company that was worth a profit of over $400,000 in the next 6 months.
Wow, that's an awesome story. I love hearing those stories.
You know, I'd say that is a really good pitch.
Yeah, it is. Now, no pun intended.
Thank you. Next week, if you still don't get some responses, another change-up. Send one brand new shoe in a box to each one of the 10 CEOs by FedEx. One brand new shoe. The handwritten note says, I'm the one sending the Monday morning FedExes. And now that I got one foot in the door, call me.
That's good. That's really good.
I've had people get positions at higher pay with more responsibility because they were showing the CEO, not the director of HR or the hiring person, the CEO. They were showing creativity to the top person. I was always taught, Sue, it's much, much easier to come backwards from the CEO than to fight your way up from somebody who's looking at 1,000 resumes.
That's true.
I'm saying there's no lack of jobs. You have jobs at your company.
I do.
Identify the companies you want to work for and start a campaign.
Yeah, that's...
What are you showing them? You're showing them diligence, persistence, creativity. Isn't that the type of person you and I would love to hire, Sue?
Absolutely, yeah.
And we'll pay them more because they are unique. There's no lack of money in America. I totally disagree. There's a lack of ideas. There's plenty of money. Sue, if there wasn't money, everything would stop as you know it, and I know it. Planes wouldn't fly, hotels would be closed, no rental cars. None of that has stopped. There's no lack of money,
right.
No lack of ideas. We just need to be more creative and stop being mamby-pamby, stop feeling sorry for ourselves, and get out there and go do something. There's plenty of money, there's plenty of opportunities, more so now than ever, in my opinion.
You know, as from a ministry standpoint, they say find a need and fill it. And find what God has created inside of you, the purpose for your life. And
sure.
You know, the same things, this all applies. This is all the same things that we're saying.
Exactly.
It's looking at it maybe with a different colored pair of glasses, different lens.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, if you have a need, if you have something that you need to do, you need to change your thinking, you need to start doing things differently so that you can get different results.
Absolutely, because if what you're doing is working for you, fine. But if it's not... then change. Here's a line everybody should write down. For things to change, I've got to change.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's us. We have to look at the man or the woman in the mirror and start there. You've been listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and you've been listening to Boaz. And you can go to boazpower.com and subscribe free to Boaz Power Notes YouTube channel. I'm going to have all this information on the Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, so that you can access Boaz and all he has to offer, which is a lot. So thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much, Boaz, for being a part of today.
Always a pleasure with you, Sue. You're dynamite.
Thank you. So are you. Okay, everyone, we love you, and we'll be seeing you, talking to you next week. Bye.
Been listening to the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints.
it's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.